A judge who halted an execution because the inmate was mentally ill has said he will force the man to take antipsychotic medication so he can then be put to death. It isn't a story out of the Onion, ladies and gentlemen. It's an Associated Press Wire story. A judge in Texas who halted an execution because the inmate was mentally ill has said he'll force the man to take antipsychotic medication and then kill him. A jury decided that this guy should be put to death for the killing of a Fort Worth restaurant manager during a botched robbery. Judge Wayne Salvant issued the forced medication order. The order requested by prosecutors drew a sharp argument from the defense attorney for this guy. He said the whole idea of holding someone down and injecting antipsychotic medication into them so that we're able to say with a straight face, this person is now competent and we can kill them, smacks of an Orwellian Soviet-style approach to criminal justice. Now, folks, I know you love America. And gosh darn it, anyway, it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful place. Purple mountains, majesty, spacious skies, amber waves of green, all that. But, gang, when it comes to capital punishment, we're about the least sane nation on planet Earth, at least in terms of your free world countries. This simply, unequivocally makes no sense to me. In fact, it's a little twisted. I think years from now we're going to look back and say, wow, what was that? What were we on? The same way we look back to say, oh, I don't know, slavery or something, and think to ourselves, We weren't thinking there. Bailiff, bring that man up here. Bring him up here. Bailiff, bring that man up here. I want to whisper a little something in his ear. Want him to know I'm aware he's ill. Want him to try this tiny pill. Then he'll be better. Then he'll be well. Then we can tie him down and send him straight to hell, straight to hell, straight to hell. When he's better, when he's well, we'll send his soul straight, straight to hell. It may sound crazy, some will say, but it's 2006 and it's the American way. Get him and hold him down.
What? Get that, Bobby, go!
And we'll cook him!
No, no. Oh, God. Let me go! Let me go! Oh, God. Let me...
French King Louis XVI died regally, according to his executioner's account, written to correct reports that his nerve broke when faced with the revolutionary mob and the guillotine back in January 1793. The original letter by Charles Henry Sanson, chief executioner of Paris, is to go under the hammer at Christie's in London this June, with a price of up to $120,000 expected as the starting price. Sanson details the demeanor of Louis XVI, whose Austrian wife, Marie Antoinette, I think it must be Louis XV. Louis XIV? Let's see. I thought 14th was the one before the V. Do you know?
Yeah, that's what it would be.
But so then this is 16th, because this is the one after
XBI?
The
VI.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 16th.
That is 16th, all right. I'm Louis the 16th, I am. Louis the 16th, I am. Guillotine came down and took my head. 14 seconds later, I was dead, but those 14 seconds were unusual. Oh, this guy, anyway, there was some worry that this guy died whimpering, and apparently this executioner's account, which has just been found, says, no, he died with dignity. He didn't want his hands tied at first, but was persuaded to comply. He withstood all this. He initially resisted having his coat removed for reasons of decorum, but then took it off himself. And he withstood all this with composure and a steadiness that astonished us, said the executioner. The executioner said, I remain very convinced that he had drawn this steadiness from the principles of his religion, of which nobody more than he appeared deeply affected and persuaded. In the moment before the blade fell, the executioner says, Louis the 16th turned to the mob and said, people, I die innocent. And then, Gonsville was the head ski. I mean, the blade fell right then. Only other thing he said was, ouch. I guess he said that. I guess those SOBs sting when they clip you. Ouch, he said. I'd like to think I'd maintain my composure when receiving the guillotine treatment. I'd like to think I wouldn't be whimpering. I sure would be more composed with a guillotine than with the electric chair. With a guillotine, they say the face never forms a grimace. The face in death appears calm with the guillotine. Afterwards, when they look at the heads, the guy looks like he's sleeping. With the electric chair, your face afterwards appears as though you were astonished. Shocked, I guess the best word. As if feeling at that moment, golly, this thing sure zaps you. Sure zaps you, doesn't it? Wow! Now, with lethal injection, if you were taking me out with that, I think I'd just bark. Because lethal injection reminds me of being put down by the vet. I think my tendency would be to just bark. Firing squad would be interesting. I'd wince there. Hey, didn't those mothers of yours tell you not to point things at people? What did the guy say in Breaker Morant before they unloaded on him at his execution? Remember that? Breaker Morant, the Australian film? I think he said something like, aim straight, you bastards. Don't make a mess of it. Something along those lines. Be great to have good one-liners like that at an execution. Be known for dying with the greatest quips ever. That'd be a good legacy, huh? When shooting at me, fellas, feel free to perceive me as a 12-point buck. Yeah, I'll even wear antlers. Yeah, it'll soothe your conscience. Actually, how about I put these antlers on now? Whoa! Suddenly I want to be shot. Not just shot, mounted. This is great. How about I do my fox impression and you guys be farmers protecting your chickens? I'll turn my rump your way and wave my bushy tail, and you fire, okay? You guys with the electric chair, you can call me Orville Redenbacher and just hit the switch. Orville Redenbacher! Yeah. And you with the guillotine, let's say you're working the delicatessen and someone just ordered a slice of head cheese. Now make that customer happy!